Ma, they've said already that he got this going from nothing, and that I think everybody who works in the BAS does in fact owe something to Ma, because I think that I doubt whether anybody else could have done it. But I believe it was offered to Sergeant Callender Bingham, but the Navy would not release him from his job as a, because he was a regular naval doctor and was required for the war, that junior naval two-stripe RNVRs were quoted to a penny. So that, and Ma, that he worked like the proverbial Trojan, and that his, and he got things going. How he did it, I don't know. On the other hand, he did have a habit of, if there were two ways to do any job, he would choose the difficult way. He seemed to revel in doing things the hard way, which sometimes was a bit difficult for people working with him. He was a loner, very much so, that he worked, that Davis had worked with him before, and that Davis was extremely loyal to him. But that Ma, he kept his own counsel, that he obviously had secret orders, presumably he knew what we were supposed to do. If he was, he was the only person who did. He had instructions, and I've no doubt the instructions were that these are top secret and you keep them to yourself. So that with those instructions, that he was to some extent like the captain of a ship, is that he was on his own and he couldn't have any confidants. That I admired Ma, I think he did very well, and that I found out afterwards he almost certainly was unfit because he had a duodenal ulcer and he'd had injured his back in the past. But he certainly, you wouldn't have known that during the time that he was with us. And that he put his heart and soul into it, and as you probably are aware, that during the second year he was supposed to put us up in Hope Bay, and that he decided that he would not be able to carry on, and he was going to resign at the end of the season, having established in Hope Bay. Then he was taken acutely ill, and the ship was sent for, and he was sent, he had to go back in a hurry to Port Stanley. But that he, certainly he worked extremely hard, and that nobody could have worked harder than he did.